Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 26 together. That's Psalm 26 and we're going to read it twice. First in the New Revised Standard Version and then we're going to read it for a second time but in the Amplified Bible. And this is a Psalm of David. So let's read together Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you. I do not sit with the worthless, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the company of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocent and go around your altar, O Lord, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with the bloodthirsty, those in whose hands are evil devices and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great congregation, I will bless the Lord. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time in the Amplified Bible. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have relied on and trusted confidently in the Lord, without wavering, and I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked faithfully in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful or unethical or worthless men, nor seek companionship with pretenders, self-righteous hypocrites. I hate the company of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, and I go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor sweep away my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful and gracious to me. My foot stands on a level place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. So that was Psalm 26. And this is a good psalm that reminds us that we should hang out with people that encourage us. The Apostle Paul says that bad company corrupts good habits. And this is true. If we hang out with people who we know influence us in the wrong way, we'll end up doing the wrong things. And so many times in this psalm, Psalm 26, does the psalmist say, I don't sit with unethical people, I don't sit with evildoers, I don't sit with people who are seeking bloodshed, who are scheming, who are full of bribes. And we might read these and think, well, those are extreme examples of people. Obviously, I'm not hanging around with men of bloodshed. But actually, these things are more common than we might think. Do we hang around with people who are making what we would consider, in the eyes of God, unethical decisions? Do we hang around with people who are continuously lying or deceiving? Do we hang around with people who say one thing but do another? And I'm not saying we should only hang around with perfect people, because then we'd have to isolate ourselves and only ever spend time with God. but we need to be careful who we hang around with. Now, yes, we should tell everyone about Jesus, and yes, we should encourage everyone to turn to him. In Psalm 25, that's the previous psalm, it was about turning to God. It was about the fact that he will show us the right way to live. So absolutely, we should be telling people about God. But we need to keep good company. We need to make sure that things we are looking at is good as well. For your loving kindness is before my eyes. So yes, we need to make sure that we have good friends around us. But also, we need to be careful about what we look at. This psalmist is confident that they've just been looking at God's loving kindness. What are the things that we look at? What are the things that we watch on TV? Do we spend all of our days, they call it doom scrolling, where we're scrolling through social media or scrolling through the news and just looking at all the terrible things happening in the world? Or do we make sure that we're also looking to God, that we're looking at what he is saying, we're looking at his words and his promises? I also find this psalm really interesting in that beginning section, because it almost feels like boasting. I have walked in my integrity and I have relied on the Lord. But it's not simply, I've relied on myself and now I'm the best. That would be boasting. But the thing that they're confident on is that things are going well because they have trusted in the Lord. I have relied on and trusted confidently in the Lord without wavering, and I shall not slip. It's when we trust in the Lord that we can be confident. When we trust in other people, when we trust in the news for our joy, for our happiness, we're often let down. But when we trust in the Lord, our feet stand on a level place. Our feet stand on level ground. He is the cornerstone and our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. So let's be confident as we stand on his promises. Let's make sure that we're keeping good company and that we're being good company as well. Let's make sure that we keep good friends and that we're continually looking at the Lord. Let's check the things that we're looking at and make sure we're spending time in God's word, looking at his loving kindness. Let's have his steadfast love before our eyes. And I confess, I definitely spend way too much time on my phone doom scrolling. And I need to trust that when I can focus on him, that I will be on solid ground. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.